from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. ASEAN and East Asian leaders meeting in Laos.
Now, given our history here, I believe that the United States has a moral obligation to help Laos heal.
President Obama in a speech today in Laos addressing America's responsibility in a bombing campaign during the Vietnam War. He is the first American president to visit the landlocked Southeast Asian nation. The president announced a three-year, $90 million contribution to Laos for a national survey of unexploded ordnance and efforts to clear the bombs dropped by U.S. forces in the 1960s and 1970s during the Vietnam War.
Today I stand with you in acknowledging the suffering and sacrifices on all sides of that conflict. And from the anguish of war, there came an unlikely bond between our two peoples.
About one-third of the 2.2 million bombs dropped on Laos remain undetonated, and the lingering threat has slowed development in the country. It met earlier with his Lao counterpart, President Bunyang Vorachit. Meanwhile, Mr. Obama is also expected to call for congressional approval of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Pact, which is opposed by both U.S. major party presidential nominees. At least 23 people were killed in a weekend blaze at a prison housing political prisoners near Ethiopia's capital. The fire erupted Saturday at the Quilinto prison, where some recent Oromo and Amhara protesters were being held. The Italian Coast Guard Monday said rescuers recovered the body of 15 migrants in search and rescue operations, which also saved 2,700 lives off the coast of Libya. Some 13,000 migrants were plucked from the Mediterranean last week and taken to Italian ports. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A standoff at an aid organization headquarters in Kabul ended Tuesday with three gunmen killed by security forces. That ended a series of attacks, including two suicide bombings that left at least 35 dead and more than 100 wounded in the Afghan capital. The first two blasts were claimed by the Taliban, and RAND Corporation analyst Jonah Blank said it underscores a shift away from attacks on security forces.
If one looks at the pattern of the recent Taliban attacks, they have generally been targeting soft targets. They have not been going after hardened military bases, as they had done in the past.
Now, the bombings come less than 2 weeks after gunmen attacked the American University in Kabul, killing at least 13 people. The UN Security Council will take up the latest North Korean missile launches Tuesday. The North fired three ballistic missiles into the Sea of Japan on Monday from a site along its eastern coast. Leader Kim Jong-un Tuesday called for continued missile and nuclear testing in defiance of UN sanctions. RAND Corporation analyst Bruce Bennett said Pyongyang views itself as a regional nuclear power.
Kim Jong-un is offended by not being invited to the G20. After all, he is a great nuclear power now. To us, that sounds ironic, but to him, I think he believes that now that he has nuclear weapons, he should be treated as a peer of China and the United States.
Japan's defense ministry said the missiles fell into its exclusive economic zone, calling it a grave threat to Japan's national security. The U.S. denounced the latest firings as reckless. A series of bombings claimed by the Islamic State killed at least 48 people across Syria Monday. The bombings occurred as Presidents Obama and Putin, meeting on the sidelines of the G20 summit in China, failed to find agreement on how to end the violence. President Putin said, "I really hope that if we reach an agreement, and I have grounds to believe that it can happen in the next few days, we will be able to talk about significantly improving and intensifying our cooperation with the U.S. on fighting terrorist organizations, including those operating in Syria." China has underscored its resolute opposition to any form of Hong Kong independence, following legislative election results showing pro-democracy candidates winning 30 to 70 seats, giving them the power to veto bills by the pro-Beijing majority. More than 2 million people, or 58% of registered voters, cast ballots. And the World Health Organization said Monday that Nigeria has reported a third case of polio in northeast Borno State. Two other cases were reported last month in a setback in the country's effort to eradicate the crippling disease that targets young people. This is Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.